Track 6, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Isabel celebrates 30 years in style. Isabel Ford celebrated three decades on the Norfolk fashion scene with a cream tea event for her loyal customers. She opened her first Isabel's boutique on Exchange Street in Norwich in 1994, having been inspired by a shop in Leeds, which was bursting with brightly coloured clothes. She says, there wasn't much like this in Norwich at the time, so I spoke to the owner and he said to me, if I could find a shop, he would supply goods to me. Isabel's was in the city centre for a decade before moving to the current store in School Lane, Drayton. There's also a boutique in Holt. Among with the smart and casual wear, Isabel specialises in colourful cruise wear and wedding outfits. People come here, she says, who have never been in and think it's a sweet shop because there's so much colour you don't get in other clothing shops.
Durham Cancer Care holds charity clay pigeon shoot. Durham Cancer Care, DCC, raised £800 at its first ever charity clay pigeon shoot. The event was held at Chalk Farm, Swaffham, with targets set up for all levels. Top Gun went to Michael Haynes, with the men's and women's prizes won by David Curtis and Joe Howling. The top junior was Kyle Reynolds, and star of the day was 8-year-old Matthew Watson, who shot his first clay and, under instruction, shot 5 out of 10 targets. The charity prides itself on never turning anyone away and going the extra mile to offer advice, a listening ear, a cup of tea, and activities to those who find themselves in a difficult place. It needs to raise £80,000 each year to continue its caring work. DCC Chair of Trustees, Peter Bridgham, said, "We have received lottery funding, but this still leaves a huge gap, and we welcome support to allow DCC to continue to grow. Thank you to those who took part and the host of volunteers who made the event possible."
Harry reunited with Norfolk Wherries. 90-year-old Harry King Gardiner was given special access to Wherry Yacht Charters Boatyard in Wroxham to view the Wherry yachts Olive and White Moth, which he worked on as a teenager. Rationing was still in force in post-war Britain when Harry helped his father and grandfather, both Wherry skippers, on the boats in the early 1950s. The Wherries, which belonged to pleasure boat company Ernest Collins at the time, were chartered to wealthy families for holidays on the Norfolk Broads. Harry recalled, "It was a first-class sailing experience for the passengers, many of whom were millionaires. They were eating caviar and chips, and we were on bread and margarine. But they were very kind to me and sometimes gave me half a crown." Harry later joined the Merchant Navy and worked for Birdseye. He still loved sailing and recently went to Turkey with the Kessingland Sea Sailing Club. Fellow club member Ian Winter, who volunteers for Wherry Yacht Charter, helped organise the visit.